Now, right now, though, selling. I've been a salesperson in the past. I used to work in a shop. I wasn't very good at it. And we've come across a press release today which suggests that women might be better at selling than men. Sue Barrett is founder of the Selling Better movement. Sue, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
What does it mean to sell like a woman?
It's an interesting question, actually. A lot of people, men and women, doing things that make for really great sales relationships, good business, good profitability, but it's not the traditional sales stereotype that's often portrayed out in the general community, which is usually one of a combat sport, and whereas good selling is really all about collaboration and partnership. So there's really interesting research that's come to light sort of over the last 20, 30 years that's really showing that if you bring to play sorts of qualities that women tend to show in sales and business relationships, your business will flourish and your clients will be much happier.
So what are those qualities that women tend to display more than men?
Well, what women tend to do is that they tend to work with their clients rather than in competition. Sometimes it can be a bit of a, you know, oh, we're new in kind of sort of battle, but they don't do that. They tend to actually establish a shared vision of success with the client. Now, we've got to be careful here because what can sometimes happen with anyone in sales is that they might side with the client. No, this is about a fair exchange of value. So they're very good at working out what's good for the client, what's good for the business and what we can do together. So a mutually beneficial outcome. But also they do things like collaborate. They manage stakeholders internally, teamwork. They manage clients' emotions. They have showed great empathy, better listening, good problem solving, all of that stuff that's really good for human relationships in general, they demonstrate that, and that's proving to be extremely good for finding and winning sales and retaining clients.
And does it work in all sales? I mean, there's real estate, but there's also selling, you know, jocks and socks at your local menswear outlet or something. I mean, do these techniques work, you know, irrespective of the type of thing you're trying to sell?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, complexity will vary the, you know, the sort of depth and breadth you go to. But essentially, I mean, even if you're just walking into a retail outlet and you might be looking around, I often advise people just to say, look, hi, my name is Sue. I'm here to help you whenever you need something. Just come over when you're ready. And then so you're not sort of pouncing on them. But then when they come to you, you say, okay, what is it specifically that you're looking for? What can I help you with today? That kind of stuff. So you're wanting to create a space where you're listening to them. What can happen a lot in sales and particularly in business-to-business sales is that you get what I call the show up and throw up selling, where people have actually got lots of knowledge they want to share with you, but what they haven't done first is find out what's important to the client and then curate the right information, if that makes sense.
Yes. In fact, the same thing is true. Like if you're sitting in an exam, some people will try and just write everything they know about a subject rather than asking the question, the specific question that is being asked. All right, thank you. Show up and throw up. Sue Barrett there, founder of the Selling Better movement, and says better to sell like a woman.